3 weeks later, you break your hand as well. And 2 weeks later, someone hits you very hard in the head, either on purpose or accidentally, thus sending you to the hospital where you get a few stitches. And everything happens within a period of 2 or 3 months. You should then seriously assume that Yuatma being attacked by black magic. Of course, human ignorance is so big that people are not willing to recognize such signs, even if everything happened in 1 week. But this is a reality and it must be faced and explained. I became thoughtful as I knew of many similar examples. During my discussions with my friends, we tried to realize if such a coincidence should be taken into consideration. But now, I was receiving a confirmation and a competent explanation from Caesar and things were much clearer in my mind. I wondered how people who are oriented towards evil and who want to practice black magic could be oriented towards the way of good. I asked Caesar his opinion about this. Ayo, unfortunately, most of these persons don't yet know what Theatma doing. They don't yet understand the real dimension of their evil actions. This is why their destiny becomes, so to say, a encumbered ATM and they have to apay.ATM. This means a lot of suffering but also the return to the ways of good, if doubled by sustained spiritual effort and virtuous actions. Only in this way can they shorten the suffering that awaits them. Aao, we could tell them where they are wrong, we could explain to them the rebound shock you mentioned, and we could show them better ways, Aao said, eager to find possibilities for those who can't understand the deplorable condition they get to by doing such evil actions. Aao, you did not understand the basic principle, Aao answered Caesar. Aao, it's impossible to unite the evil and the good. It's a universal law. This is why they say a evil runs from good people. A what is evil will also run from what is good, and so you can't unite them. A transformation of evil persons must first come from an inner impulse they have, a personal wish to find a new orientation. Only then can you plant the seeds of good. But until then, nothing can be done because the division is maintained by these who dwell in their error. And you can find such cases not only with black magicians and wizards but also with many normal persons or intellectuals. Tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. For example, if two wise men meet, they understand and recognize each other, but other ordinary men can't understand them and can't see how wise they are. If such an elevated and wise person hears about another person who is about to become as wise, he or she will call the other person and an affinity will be established between them which will help the second person become wise. But if the person who lives in error hears about another who is on the path of good, they automatically feel the need to criticize and even think that the person who follows the path of truth is lying. Such evil persons actually believe that they are telling the truth. For those who don't yet have the necessary training to make their own opinion based on direct experience, it is very easy to mislead them, and thus, the division I was telling you about occurs. Aao, then they acquired the wrong knowledge? ATM, I asked, puzzled. Aao, there are several factors that contribute to this: misinformation, lack of authenticity of aspects considered very important, pride and lack of maturity in thinking. Real knowledge must, in a way, make you feel a more alive. ATM, only in this way can you become an active factor that contributes to spiritual growth and mobilization. For example, many know that it's good to be altruistic, but very few actually experience altruism and feel the happiness brought by a purely uninterested action for the benefit or help of another person. There are people who know remarkable things, but they really lack practice. A new discovery: I wanted to ask Caesar about ways to put into practice some of the knowledge I had acquired, but Aiden walked into the chamber and headed for the back wall. He asked Caesar to follow him. I accompanied him as well until we were at a distance of almost 4 meters from the stone wall. Then, something troubling happened which stunned me. When Caesar got to a distance of approximately 3 meters from the back wall of the chamber in front of us, some kind of semi-transparent and slightly lit film activated before suddenly vanishing, just as it had appeared, revealing a huge crystal of almost 2 meters. Perfectly carved, its sharp tip was the tip of a polygon with several sides which looked like a pyramid with several faces. I was especially astonished by its purple color, like a ruby, which seemed to tempt me to plunge into abyssal waters. The huge crystal was so pure that I could almost see through it to the stone blocks of the wall behind it. I counted the sides and saw that it was actually a dodecahedron. Mighty, lonely, and much more complicated than an obelisk, it had been guarding that chamber for tens of thousands of years, probably creating a mysterious energy link. After I recovered from my astonishment a bit, I looked with questioning eyes at Caesar, who was looking at me, and smiled. "AO left this discovery for the end on purpose, in order for you to assimilate the other ones correctly. You should know, however, that in the beginning, I did not know about this crystal either. It was only after I connected to this A-time machine ATM that this unique space-time distortion also activated." The chamber suddenly seemed larger, including the projection of this crystal. "It ATMs a physical projection of the crystal, ATM," he added, guessing the question I was about to ask. I went closer to that fascinating object and, as the distance between us was smaller, I felt a strange current through my whole body, like a thrill. I touched it slightly with my fingers. It was cold, but the energy force I felt from it troubled me. The pronounced sensation was that of numbness, so I moved approximately 1 meter away from it. The configuration of the chamber had suddenly changed, as if a program started. I noticed that only the distortion that made the apparition of the crystal possible had changed. "AO, according to Aidna TMS previous calculations, it ATMs a dephasing from our reality. In practical terms, the crystal is here all the time, but we can only see it if certain conditions are met. The explanation for this is still a mystery for us. Maybe the ancient builders wanted a minimum protection of the crystal, just in case. But I know almost for sure that its main function is to support the effect of time travel by means of that device." Hey, I was looking at Caesar seriously. Even if I had already learned a little time before that this was a kind of a time travel machine, I still felt overwhelmed by emotion. It seemed that my mind refused to believe this was possible. "AO, you mean what have actually traveled in time?" AI asked in a dull voice. "AO, this is the meaning of this installation." AI was overwhelmed, and my entire being was thrilled at the anticipation of time travel, which maybe I would also be allowed to try. "AO, yes. As I said, it ATMs a device that can project you in time, into the future or into the past. It was not easy for us to understand how it works. Besides, there are some subtle barriers imposed by the very advanced technology. However, I think you still don't understand something clearly. This really is time travel, but at the level of the consciousness. It ATMs not a movement in time with the physical body. The body stays here, but the consciousness experiences a time fragment as if you were there with your body. The advantage is that, in this case, Whitmer, an observer from the outside, you can see and feel everything exactly as it happened without being conditioned by the limitations of the body. The disadvantage, if we can even talk about this, is that you cannot act, you cannot personally integrate with that period of time. Halo less than greater than apostrophe AOANS 1WW, access to the occult chamber, overview of the occult chamber. I felt as if I were in another world. In a few moments, I was talking about a subject which, until then, I thought was a product of science fiction books. Even if I had lived through a troubling experience with Dr. Xun, that experience referred to the activation of a discontinuity in space. And even if the wise old man had explained to me that the same phenomenon can also be accessed for time, my prejudice was stronger and influenced me to ignore that possibility. But now, I was standing less than 2 meters away from a time machine which I just learned worked and could project the human consciousness into time. Troubled, I asked Caesar another question. "AO, you've traveled in time? Have you figured out how this device works?" "AO, yes, I have. There are some conditions that are, in a way, related to an ATM's personal equipment, ATM just like the energy wall at the entrance to the Grand Gallery but at a human scale. This means that Theatmov built this mysterious underground chamber and the tunnel leading to it with the clear purpose for it to be eventually discovered by humans and for them to use the information here. But why they chose these coordinates and why there are no derivations or connections, we still don't yet know. Maybe it was a bigger project which they later abandoned for who knows what reasons. Here, things are truly unclear. A ray of hope came to my mind. Oh yes, but you could find out all this by traveling to that time with a machine, I said in a hurry. Caesar smiled kindly. This was, of course, one of the first things we tried. But, as I was saying, the beings that have created and left us all this seem to want to remain hidden. Because they have mastered the mystery of time, they also have the possibility to intervene in the frame of time that the machine can access, and this is why some information is encoded at TM so that they simply cannot be accessed with this device. When trying, the perception of the consciousness is confronted with a sort of a blanket TM, and any efforts to break through it were unsuccessful. We believe that the key to the encoded moments in time lies in a hidden energy dimension of the huge crystal. But, not only is the information about this enigmatic civilization from outer space blocked, but so is other information from the history of our planet. As far as I could tell, this means almost everything related to the intervention or action of the representatives of the respective civilization along the timeline. I don't yet really know how to interpret this. After all, it can simply be a cosmic modesty. ATM, AO did manage, however, to find a single reference in a time cliche a copyright from long ago. This was when another extraterrestrial civilization who stopped for a few hundred years on Earth, in Australia, left a reference to this time travel device and an approximate graph of the device, and mentioned that the beings who constructed it were from another galaxy. They mentioned the galaxy briefly, but astronomers haven't at TMT managed to identify it because of the difficulty in understanding the graph carved in stone, which was partially destroyed. It TMS very likely that this is the same civilization who built the Sembolinsky and the occult chamber. We can see the effects of these actions, but not the ones who have done them or any other elements about them. What remains, however, is so immense and amazing that their encoded information fades in importance. AAO, have you also traveled to the future? I asked, a bit unsure. I was waiting for this question, said Caesar, laughing. Yes, I have also accessed some areas of the future, but here things are more complicated. Events seem to be unsure and sometimes they just dissipate. I'll explain all about the A-Time Machine ATM in detail, but that will be later, because now I have to consult with Aiden about a bizarre aspect. His computer showed him a tunnel to this room that was dug at the base of the Pyramid of Cheops. A Lieutenant Truo and the secret tunnel. We all went to Aiden, who had mounted his computer a small distance from the stone wall. Look. The projection is clear and shows an unfinished tunnel dug from the Great Pyramid exactly in our direction, ATM, he explained, showing us the holographic image displayed by the computer. However, I can see that, at a certain point, the tunnel changed direction to a wrong one. It would not have reached the occult chamber. I was looking at the graph displayed by the computer. The gallery started from under the Pyramid of Cheops and went in a direction to the occult chamber for a pretty long distance. Then, after two-thirds of the way, it suddenly turned downwards and deeper underground, but not for long. I think that the new course of the tunnel did not exceed 20 or 30 meters before the whole work seemed to have been suddenly abandoned. While Aiden concentrated on his ethereal keyboard, we were waiting for some explanations, because none of us understood the purpose of that tunnel. After a few quiet minutes, while the three-dimensional image changed several times and displayed different angles, Aiden told us his first conclusions. First of all, it's obvious that the tunnel was dug with the clear intention of getting here. This means that, one way or another, They found out about the occult chamber and forced their way to it. The question is, how could they know about the existence of this place? What means did they use? I, for example, with the technology I currently have access to, Kyana TMT, discover this underground cavity if IATMM at ground level. After all, we are almost 260 meters underground, but, later TMS say this is not the main issue. We Kyana TMT, discover this construction because it is protected by a special energy field. It RTMS the first thing my computer showed me. But it was only possible because we created the link to this chamber through the tunnel by which we came. Under these conditions, how did the ones who dug the new tunnel know that there is an underground chamber buried so deep in this place? Or maybe they had an older source of information, he added thoughtfully. Caesar intervened. Even in this case, the trajectory of the tunnel is very precise in the first part. It looks like those who dug were very sure where they were heading. This means that they had measurements and permanent controls as they went to the correct direction in the beginning. It's interesting to find out what could have caused their change of the correct trajectory of the tunnel. After a few moments' pause, Lieutenant Truro said in a dull voice, maybe a kind of redundant protection system was activated at a certain point. Maybe a sort of jamming. I've also thought about this, ATM said Aiden. And I think it RTMS the only explanation for what the computer shows us. I believe, however, things were more complicated. After speaking, Aiden focused once again on the ethereal keyboard and the strange information displayed as holograms by his portable computer. We all silently followed the quick movements of his fingers as well as their three-dimensional images that rapidly succeeded. Yes. As I suspected, there were probably conflicts of interests between those who built the pyramid or had access to it, ATM said Aiden. In the first part of the tunnel, which I see is more negligently built, there seems to be some relics. There are recordings of some kind of the remains of objects, but I can't TMT say for sure what they were. I think there were misunderstandings and conflicts between them. Silence fell. We all followed the schematic structure of the tunnel going from the Pyramid of Cheops to the occult chamber. We saw the strange shapes of some objects inside the second part of the tunnel, just before its end. In that silence, we heard the serious voice of Lieutenant Truo again, carefully choosing his words. I've been in that tunnel. It's a more complicated story about which I don't yet TMT have approval to talk. The decision factors from whom I received these orders must not TMT be mentioned, but they are at the highest level. To give you an idea, all governmental institutions, including the army and the secret services, are indirectly subordinate to those whom I represent, even the Penta 29 gun. I was astonished. I would have liked to understand the reason for Lieutenant Trujo's TMS confession, but I could not TMT grasp it. This relatively young and very well-built man was, in a way, a surprise for me. Caesar had already told me that he was a USAP agent. In other words, he was not paid by any national institution but by the occult government. His duties were not clear for me, but he was obviously working with highly classified information. This is how I explained how he was imposed on the Pentagon and who sent him on this expedition as a representative of the Americans. In a very insidious way, World Freemasonry had managed to send a safe person who gave them information. It's true that Lieutenant Truro was an agent and not an active Freemason, but his degree of training and indoctrination placed him in the influence and action scope of the great occult Masonic organization. Maybe, through a relationship of complete subordination, he had to give them all information he obtained and his comments. Only later did I realize that Lieutenant Truo himself was amazed that Aiden had discovered the tunnel and that now we could all realize the true target its constructors were heading for. Because he was an upright man and maybe because he felt a certain professional consideration for Caesar, Truo started to talk about the actions taken in the other tunnel. I soon realized, however, that he only revealed some elements, and even so, he omitted a lot, leaving aside the truly important aspects in which we were actually most interested. Moreover, it was obvious that the Americans had not been completely transparent in accordance with the contract signed with our country about the great discovery in the Bsky Mountains. Even if they knew that the secret tunnel in the Giza Plateau near Cairo was relatively close to the occult chamber, it had not been included in the common presentation by the Americans. There could have been an information error here, but I for one doubt it. The tunnel was discovered in 2001 by a team of American and British researchers. Lieutenant Truo continued his story. I'll skip other details and get to the part when I was directly involved. They soon realized that the tunnel was not TMT part of the A Tourist Framework TM and that it was very special. I received the order to join the small team that was supposed to research and create an inventory of the tunnel. The information security level was maximal. I entered the tunnel and I can say that the first part, where the trajectory is straight, is entirely covered in a rough material, a special alloy which we later analyzed in our labs. Actually, it turned out to be a fine film with a strange color which varied between yellow and silver. Just as the hologram shows, I was amazed by the shape of the tunnel, triangular with the top upwards. The secret tunnel, from the Pyramid of Cheops to the occult chamber. Did you find anything inside? I asked impatiently in Spanish. Yes, there were several objects, Lieutenant Truo answered quite evasively. Towards the end of the straight part, we found a kind of information tablet that was like a portable computer. It was actually a surprisingly light hay metal sheet, 8 cm, a maximum of 3 mm thick, and in the lower side, it had certain areas which were slightly in relief due to different colors and geometrical shapes. It was something we might simulate as a keyboard. Lieutenant Truo now made a pause and looked seriously at the ground. There were many unknown signs on that tablet, like writing. It was not TMT from Earth. On the upper half, the tablet was like a mirror and I realized that it might be a small screen. But what exactly was the starting point of the tunnel, from the Great Pyramid? Caesar asked. How did you get there? Did you follow the main gallery? This is one point of view, but there are also others. I interfered. For example, what else did you find in their tunnel? What were the final conclusions you've reached? And how did you get the approval of the Egyptian government? Lieutenant Truo had an impenetrable look, postponing his answer. After a few seconds, slightly embarrassed, he answered. Can't TMT reveal certain aspects to you? I don't yet TMT even know if it was okay that I talked about this. After all, it was also a surprise for me to find out that Aiden discovered the tunnel and to understand what its real target was. Now, things seem clearer, but back then, nobody understood the real meaning of the tunnel which changed direction because we had no further information. Noticing that Truo tended to avoid the questions we asked, Caesar asked him once again to give us explanations. There was an agreement with the Egyptian government, but that agreement was not bilateral, Truo explained. It was sort of a private intervention which determined the collaboration of Egyptian officials. Everything took place in such secrecy that not even the custodian of the Cairo Museum, who equals supervises the whole Giza architectural complex, was given access to enter the tunnel. Sorry, but I can't TMT give you any more details. What I can say is that we know for sure that the ones who constructed the tunnel under the Great Pyramid were a different civilization than the ones who constructed the occult chamber or the projection chamber. We have solid evidence to support this. We all then looked at Truo with questioning eyes. After a brief hesitation, he said in a dull voice, yes, Theatma different, both from us and from this mysterious civilization whose representatives seem to be G.I. ants. Those who had access to the pyramid and dug their tunnel are of reptilian type. We found the skeleton of one of them in the tunnel. There was an overwhelming silence in the room. The implications are much more complex, Truo continued. There was obviously, for some reason, a battle in the tunnel at a certain moment. One of the beings involved was killed and left there. The tunnel was sealed, and its entrance is hidden in a very complicated way in the structure of the pyramid. The lab dating shows, with a relatively small margin of error, the period between 8500-9000 B.C.A. Even Aiden was listening with astonishment to what Lieutenant Truro was saying. I tried to find out some more information, but I received only a polite refusal. After all, the man respected to a certain extent what his superiors had ordered. The later details and explanations surely had to be part of a series of heated discussions between the Romanian and American partners. However, things seemed to be more serious for the Americans because, paradoxically, American secret services had not taken part in such an important discovery in Egypt and the president had not been informed. In such situations, the natural question would be, who was authorized to take action and who gave them that authorization? It would certainly be a very delicate moment for U.S. diplomacy. After this unexpected surprise, we all focused on inventorying and loading the rest of the tablets in the special boxes which we had brought with us. But even so, I noticed that what we managed to take was, at most, one-fifth of the total tablets in the chamber. You were pleased, however, that we accomplished our task and we all felt the need for a well-deserved rest. This is why Caesar announced to us that we would have an 8-hour break for eating and sleeping before we would go back through the tunnel to the projection chamber in Psky. Even if I felt somewhat tired, I was very happy and in a very good mood. I had grown accustomed to that mysterious place which, in a strange way, gave me a great feeling of trust and safety. But what truly made me impatient was not the moment of our return home but Caesar's long-awaited confession to me about the Aetimashinia from the occult chamber which he had access to. He had promised that he would tell me about some of his experiences and believed that the break period would be the right time. We shared the rations quickly and, to make sure we would not be disturbed, I prepared for our camping in the tunnel a few meters away from the entrance to the occult chamber. We ate quickly, and I was looking for reasons to hurry the two, to confess that his amazing story caught me like a spell, giving me the feeling that I was living in another time, and reality. Chapter 5, There, Secret Revealed. After we ate, Caesar and I discreetly withdrew to the occult chamber and sat on the pedestal of the great cylinder which included the time travel device. We chose to remain at the back of the chamber in order to keep utmost discretion. I felt that the huge ruby crystal, which was right in front of us at a small distance, was wrapping me in its subtle and enigmatic energy that came from the deepest corners of the universe. Aiden withdrew near the storage boxes at the stationary point outside the chamber and Lieutenants Nakoara and Truro lay in the place which was especially set up for sleep. All conditions seemed met in order for me to listen to Caesar's most amazing story. Maybe the most important one he has shared with me so far. I felt, however, that my mind was still blocked in materialist prejudice. I was wondering how time travel was possible. I realized how weak my thoughts were, especially since I was there with the obvious proof right under my eyes as I touched it with my hands. Energy blocks, as if he guessed my hesitation, Caesar started talking in a very understanding way. Ao, do you think that time travel is just sci-fi? Well, Whitmer wrong because Yatmv experienced such travels with the help of this device. Or maybe you think that Yatmv lying to you? He looked at me with inquiring eyes as I blushed, but I still felt the amazing resistance of deformed rational comprehension caused by the modern education system. On the one hand, I believed, on the other hand, I doubted. And yet the aspiration to the unknown was so great that I strongly wanted to convince myself that time travel was really possible. Caesar then applied a finishing stroke here with a massive surprise. Okay. Would TMLL soon have the chance to accomplish such time travel yourself, right here, using this installation? Of course, certain conditions must be met, but if you meet them, there will be no problems. I was astonished. The strong emotion I felt made me fall silent for a few moments. And what are these conditions? I asked, with difficulty. Ao first of all, Theatma related to a certain energy state of the being and to the degree of purification of the organism. You must understand that time travel requires the activation of powerful energies, even if Theatma very subtle.